welcome back to our podcast.
Woo, welcome back. I think, what, this is our sixth episode?
Yes.
Whoa. Hey, we've been coming a long way.
I know, and I'm pretty sure this is late, but we're still here.
We're committed. So today, we're going to start with, I think we're going to do this a routine, like every episode start with like a little icebreaker to break the ice between me and Nancy, or Nancy and I. So today we saw a video of Jimmy Fallon, and he does like this Mad Libs, and they're really funny, so we're going to try it, hopefully. They're funny. If not.
Hopefully it's not like all awkward, like, yeah.
Is that supposed to be? So, be patient with us, guys, okay?
Okay.
We're going to wait till the end to see if it's funny. So I'm going to ask Nancy the questions, and she's going to be the one that gives me, like, the words. And this is called the awkward encounter.
Okay. All right.
So first, a verb ending with ing.
Swimming.
Swimming, okay. Now, a type of liquid.
Coke.
Okay, Coke. A type of food.
Pizza.
Pizza, okay. An adjective.
I haven't had English class in a while.
So that's a description of a noun, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ugly.
Ugly, okay. A noun.
Monsters.
Monsters?
Monster.
Monster, okay. An adverb.
Awkwardly.
Awkwardly, okay.
Okay.
A noun.
Elephants.
Elephants. An adjective.
Giant.
Giant. Okay.
That is an adjective, right?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, is that an adjective? Is it describing something?
Giant. Yeah.
Or huge?
A giant cat. Okay. Right?
Okay. A verb?
A verb. Yodeling.
Yodeling?
Yodeling.
Like yodeling.
Like
yodeling.
Yodeling.
Yeah. Okay. Yodeling.
Yodeling.
Yodeling. Okay. An adverb.
Painfully.
Painfully, okay. Plural noun.
Plural noun.
It's like you repeat it to yourself. Plural noun.
Turkeys.
Turkeys, okay. Another plural noun.
I was gonna say, okay, cats?
Cats? Cats? Okay. A part of the body.
The booty.
The booty, okay. How about
the booty?
A plural noun. Another plural noun.
Another plural noun.
Mm-hmm. Trees.
Trees, okay.
An adjective.
I feel like I'm being quizzed or something. An adjective? What's an adjective? Oh, it describes a noun.
Yeah, it describes.
Quirky.
Quirky. Good. Okay. A person in the room, a male. Well, there's nobody here, so.
Ryan Reynolds?
Okay, Ryan Reynolds.
I love his personality.
Exclamation.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the heck?
Okay. A place. No, I put what the hell. A place.
A place?
Mm-hmm.
New York.
New York. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
It says, after swimming shotguns at the range, drinking Coke by the pool, and a big pizza dinner, this is turning out to be an ugly night. I'm at some bar called the Monster Lounge, and I'm awkwardly smashed right now. We have elephant service in a giant VIP area, but there are no girls here. Well, I'm the groom, so I think I'll go yodeling some up. I can't painfully see anything with all the flashing turkeys in this club. But I think there's a group of cats in that corner. There's a brunette over there. I can't see her face.
But boy, does she have a great the booty. I'll ask her if she and her friends want to join us for a round of trees.
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me, but we have quirky booze and no one to share it with. Want to join us? I say. She turns around and smiles at me. Yes, Ryan Reynolds. Love to join you. She says, what the hell? I must be the only groom in the New York to hit on his own fiance during his bachelor party.
In New York?
Okay, I could the end.
Okay. That was good? That was
good.
That was awkward. Oh, awkward encounter.
Yeah, because it was her bride.
That was fun.
The listeners are probably like, okay.
The booty.
The booty.
Not booty, but the booty. All right, that was fun.
So how was your weekend? Or your week? I haven't seen you since what? I don't think I've seen you. I didn't see you the whole last
Saturday.
Week. Yeah.
Did you miss me?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you did.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Ni modo creía que no.
How was your week? How was your weekend?
It was fun. I noticed that I am a lightweight. I had just like two drinks, basically. Uh-huh. And I was feeling toda cruda.
Like tipsy?
The next day. Oh, yeah. No, I was...
You were gone?
I wasn't gone, but I was a little tipsy. More than tipsy. I'm not going to say drunk because I didn't feel like I knew what I was.
Where did you go?
But the next day I did feel like, ugh.
Where did you go?
Like poop. I went what? To the... like poop. I felt like poop.
Okay.
I went to the Rustic.
Yeah. That's a nice place. I like it. For right? a date.
For a date?
Yeah. It's a cute place for a date. Yeah, at night. The it's... music playing in the background. You and looking in their eyes.
I was going to say, like, a hangout place.
Oh.
We're friends, but okay.
Yeah, that too. It's cute.
It's because you're looking at different dating places,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I'm keeping a list.
So you can plan to go wherever you find a boyfriend?
Oh. Yeah. Like fries? From our last episode.
Was that the last episode? Yeah,
it was the last episode.
Well, how was your weekend? What did you do?
Totally opposite. I actually went to serve in a retreat back in College Station. Mm-hmm. What was Brian? So it was kind of... So I used to be in a group back in... When I was in A&M.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Pescadores. It was like it's a church group. And they needed some help in the kitchen. So we went for the whole weekend. It was definitely very nice, but it was also very, very tiring.
You in the kitchen. Wow.
Yep.
What did you cook?
Is
everybody okay?
I don't know.
We need to check on everybody. Are they still alive?
They didn't really let me cook anything. I mean, I was just like cutting, you know, tortillas kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it was like more like the easy stuff.
You were the sous chef.
Yeah, I was just like the supervisor.
No. Yeah, you weren't even a sous chef. Hold on, you weren't even a sous chef.
But it was nice. I think it was nice seeing. I saw a lot of people that I hadn't seen before.
Aww.
Not seen before. Hadn't seen in a while.
A little reunion.
Yeah, it was cute. It was just, I do not like waking up early. That is just a no for me. I love my sleep. And we had to wake up like at 5:40 a.m. We were late every day.
You were late?
Yeah, we had to be there at 6. We were there like 6. Also, another thing that I don't like about when I take trips or like, this wasn't really a trip, but like when you, here I go again talking about my poop. But like pooping and stuff, because I don't want the others to hear me. You know, I remember.
I was like, what? Did you just say the word that I was, okay.
You don't feel like that?
Well, yeah.
It's like.
Just not, don't eat so much.
I know, but then my stomach, it's like, I remember I went to a mission trip and I would wake up extremely early when they were still asleep so I could have the restroom for myself.
Or like go to sleep super late. So
yeah. So they would just like, okay, let me go and take advantage of it. But
anyway, a las 2 de la mañana.
Toda ahí.
Everybody. Turn on the fan and turn on your phone. Like,
put music on. But yeah, but it was nice. It was really fun. I think I was talking to Nancy about this. One of the things that kind of stuck to me. So, also, I felt like I was famous because my friends, they really hyped me up.
I was famous.
They were like, oh my gosh, I feel like I know you so much now because I listen to your podcast. And
your friends?
I was
like, three friends?
Yeah, my three friends. It felt so heartwarming though that they actually listened to it. They're probably like, I need to catch up because if she asks, I need to be ready.
Oh, that's cute. They like bring random stuff up.
Yeah, like, they were like, so what? So do you feel dirty? Are you gonna shower?
You're like, what?
Yeah, I was like, oh, and I was like, no, I'm not actually gonna shower because I don't feel dirty. I didn't shower. I mean, I did shower one of the days, guys. But it felt so like nice. And I remember something that stuck to me. So one of my friends, so I knew him in college, right? That's where I met him. And he was like, it's really refreshing to see the side of you of like just being very, like kind of like easygoing, more outgoing and stuff. And being so funny.
I'm so funny. I should be a comedian.
And it kind of stuck to me because it's, well, I've always been this person, but I definitely agree that when he knew me in college, I was a little bit more, I guess, to myself.
Yeah.
Because back then I was like the president of the Pescadores Club, and I just felt like
The president. Well, hello, Miss President.
Yeah, and it was. I also felt like I had to be. You know,
like a good example, right?
Exactly.
So you can really be yourself.
Yeah. Not that myself is like this crazy person that I don't
know. But it's totally different then.
Yeah.
Because it's Pescadores, so it's religious.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like, not that I was being fake either, right? But
yeah.
I just felt like I couldn't make mistakes, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. Like I had to, and I'm still like that, but I definitely feel more into my outgoing self now. Uh-huh. And I think I've also come to the point of like, I guess my relationship also is with God and not really with, like, having to, you know what I mean? If that makes sense?
Like, not be like, yourself with everybody else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're still going to be...
Like, just being myself without the fear of disappointing somebody because at the end of the day, I'm human and I'm going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But it just, that stuck to me. Like,
friends, did you, like, watch what you say?
I feel like it was weird. I just, maybe I was also kind of trying to see who I was.
Who am I?
And I think definitely that's why I was a little bit more like uptight of like, I don't want to.
I mean, I felt that way towards you. Like,
you thought I was uptight?
I would say yes. Uptight. I was like thinking of a word. I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you were so. Not saying that I'm not religious, but you're like perfect in like, oh, I go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in this group. I'm in that group.
Yeah.
So I feel like I couldn't really cuss around you. And I cuss a lot. Or like drink. Like, should I offer her a drink? Or like, is she going to think that I'm a sinner because I drink?
My fear. Like, I'm like, I don't want people to think that way of like when they hang around with me. Because like I feel like.
Or like, wait, we can't be too crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, I want everybody to be themselves. And I feel like, kind of, I'm going to be myself, too. If like, this is me. Like, I'm the person that, I don't curse a lot, guys. Like, that's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of being able to, like, I don't know, like, this is me. But that doesn't mean, like, I can't have
fun.
Yeah, like, just because I'm
And I used to see you like that. I started to, I'm like, okay, well, I guess I can have a few drinks around her.
Yeah.
She won't judge me.
And
I felt like you would judge me.
You
like,
think I would judge you?
I would think you would judge me. Like, oh my God.
I don't think
oh
I ever
gosh,
did.
She drinks so much. Or, you know?
No, I think it was just kind of like.
Or like if you would drink, I'd be like, what? You're drinking?
Like
you could get drunk?
Oh my gosh. And I feel like that's like the thing of kind of like holding somebody in a pedestal. Because I definitely felt. Even with some friendships that I had back in College Station in, like, the group, I definitely felt like I was held in a pedestal sometimes where it's like, you can't make a mistake because you're supposed to be this person that follows God and you know all of this. And it definitely was a lot of pressure in me.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yeah, until again, like, it was like, okay, you know what? This is a relationship between me and God. If I make a mistake, it's between me and Him kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And... I don't know, just finding myself, like I said, and I think it was really refreshing to hear my friends say that of, like, this is really nice, like, getting to know you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I've been able to feel that way of, like, okay, I can be myself.
Yeah. I'm glad you're opening up. You even talked about not showering. I was like, Liv, if she wants to let the whole world know she doesn't shower, let her.
And I feel like I've always been like that, though. Like, always been like...
I felt like I'm very surprised with the person that you are right now.
Because really? I'm like, I feel like you didn't know me that
I was
myself.
Even like, girl, are you sure that you want to tell everybody this?
Like, I've always felt like I'm kind of that person that's like, maybe I share too much sometimes. Maybe I need to, you know,
tone it down.
Recheck myself.
No, I feel it's good that you're opening up.
I was talking to one of my friends, and he was like, man, if when you get a boyfriend, he just has to listen to your podcast, and he's gonna know all of you.
Everybody knows about you already.
I'm like, you're right. I need to stop. I need to save some things for myself, so it's like, I saved it just for you.
Yeah, you're really out there, my friend.
Do you feel like in some areas of your life you felt like you've been held?
Yeah, especially I think motherhood, mm-hmm. I feel, or even marriage itself.
Yeah.
But let's start with motherhood.
Let's
start with motherhood.
Yeah.
I feel like we always, for example, moms, I feel like sometimes we feel like we can't go out or have fun because we have to be taking care of our kids 24/7, which I feel we do already. Yeah. So I think it's okay to go out and have fun. Like, if other moms don't want to, you know, like, it's okay. Everybody has their own opinion.
Yes.
But if you want, because I know sometimes I feel like, oh my God, okay, I need some adult time. Like, I need to have some time for myself. Not that I don't love my kids.
Yeah.
I love them with all my heart, but I'm with them.
Yeah. All like, day, you need breaks sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do need some adult time.
Yeah.
And I think really it's good. Okay. Everybody's going to judge you if you go out or if you don't.
Yeah.
So just do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. I think.
Would you judge me if I go out and leave my kids?
Leave your kids where?
Like with my... No.
Leave my kids?
Like leave my kids, like, you know, like, okay, let me leave them with grandma for a bit. Or let me leave them with Leslie for a bit.
No, I think... But I don't. I wouldn't like, judge you. I think if it were to be like a weekend thing, like you're doing it every weekend.
Okay.
I would... I don't even think I would judge you. I would tell you, like, hey, you know...
Tone it down.
Yeah.
I know that you need some time for yourself, like, but you have kids now.
Yes. Okay. I think... Definitely, I would.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I feel like I try to involve them in as much as
I think possible. It's a balance kind of thing, you know, and everything. I think, what I was sharing, I think it's a balance of being able to, like, when I'm talking about, like, my faith and stuff, it's like, my faith is everything kind of to me. Like, my life revolves around my faith. And it's having a balance of not, and I think some part of me in college... I don't know, like, it was hard to keep a balance. Like, my life in college was mostly just, like, it got me really close to my faith, but I think I didn't have the balance of social life, I think, in some way. But I did have social life. I don't know. It's, like, I think it's so important to have a balance, basically, of, like, hey, like, this is me, and this is my, you know?
Do you feel the expectation was college life is party life?
Oh, that's a good point. I like that you brought that up because I think definitely...
Because I see it that way. People that I see, like, college life, those were the years. Those were the fun years.
And I think it's just so interesting because everybody, no matter what, everybody's going to have a different mindset, right? And for me, my college life was mostly, I got really close to my faith. And if I were to go back to it, I loved it. I really, like...
Like, you don't regret anything.
Yeah, I don't regret, like, oh my gosh, I should have enjoyed, like, party. Or I really enjoyed meeting all my friends? Like, they're from my church groups. Uh-huh. And I love it because it's, like, we have similarities. But even then, I feel like, again, the mindset of, like, oh, when you go to church, you can't have fun. Or, you know, and sometimes I feel like, in my sense, I even fell into that kind of social group of like, oh, I can't have fun, right? But I think it's so important to remind yourself, like, what people say, it's not always true, right? Like, I can have fun even if I'm into my faith, even if you know, maybe it's not like crazy, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get drunk every week, you know, like, no.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you don't have any social life. And I think the other side of it's like, oh, you can part, you college is for partying. There's definitely a feeling of like, am I missing out on something? But then it's like, well, everybody likes different things.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, even going to your motherhood topic, it's like having a balance of what you define as you, because somebody's gonna say like, no, everybody has different thoughts, right? Somebody's gonna be like, no, your weekend should be for your kids because that's the only days that they have off from school. But it's like, well,
my kids need a break from me too.
Yeah. So I think it's important to just kind of like
Whatever makes you happy, I would say. I mean, I wouldn't say, like...
Keeping a balance of things, you know?
Don't
overdo it. Yeah. Just being able to, like you said, what makes you happy, and I think just society, in a sense, like, just kind of tells you, like, hey, no, you can't do that.
Expectations. Or, hey,
even, like, for me, like, again, going to that topic, I think because you're so close to your faith, sometimes you're the weird one.
Did you ever get drunk in college?
Not in college, but, like, during my college years, I think I once... I remember. I did go to, like, college parties.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes I was a designated driver, so I was, like, you can't drink, you know?
Why were you the designated driver?
Because I was the only one with a car.
Was there no Uber back then?
True.
No, it was probably just starting,
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you didn't really trust it yet.
Yeah, but I definitely had my wild night sometimes, even before college. Dang, we should talk about that in another episode of, like... Our wild nights? Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've heard Leslie has wild stories.
But it's definitely, I don't know, I think being held to a pedestal is, it's...
What about in relationships? What is there, like, that people expect in relationships that it's not always
true?
Have to be like that.
You know what I've done? And I think I feel like we do it too. It's not like, oh my gosh, only other people hold us in pedestals, because I've done that to guys sometimes, like, I know that in the past, I've liked guys, and I'm really, like, trying to stray away from that, because I've seen a guy, let's say, like, oh my gosh, es alto, es guapo, and all this. I won't describe them too much, because they might know who they are, but it's like, and then I hold them in the pedestal without even knowing them, like, actually having a conversation with them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this guy is perfect, and this and this and that. And then once I meet them, not that there's something wrong with them, but it's like, wow, we're completely opposites. I don't even think this would have never worked out. And it's like, you hold this person in a pedestal without even knowing them. Yes. And it's like, I'm working on that, because it's not fair for the person either, especially if it's somebody that you end up going out with. It's like, you're going into this relationship already expecting so much from this person that, I mean... To be honest, they're gonna fail, because nobody's gonna ever reach every expectation that you have for them.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think I know for sure I've done that in the past. I'm guilty of that. Have you ever?
I'm thinking about it.
You're like, no, I'm perfect.
No. I am. What are you talking about? No. Maybe not like by looks, or maybe you know what, like friends. Maybe.
Oh,
like,
friends. Yeah.
Like, oh my god, she looks so fun, and
I mean, and then they're boring.
Who are you talking about? No, not like that. Yeah. It's just like, oh my god, like, she looks like she has... I'm not saying that I know this person.
Yeah.
Just like, sometimes I would feel like, even with, like, influencers, you know, like, oh my god, she looks like she has her stuff together.
Oh, I get you. Like, especially in social media.
Yes, in social media, it seems like everything's perfect.
Yeah.
But then, you know, months later, something happens, like, or whatever, and it's like, oh wow, like, you expect this person to be...
You hold them in this, like...
Yeah, it looks like she has her shit together, but she actually does. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that sometimes you see people in... social media.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, oh, their life looks perfect. Why can mine be like that?
But we don't know. And it's behind, like, the you scenes. Don't know. Yeah. I think that leads us to the thought of, am I enough? You know, kind of like, oh, am I not enough to be, you know, like, this person holds me in a pedestal. Am I not doing enough? Am I not enough? I just had it today.
No, literally all the time. I feel like,
I wonder where that comes from. Right?
I feel like it has to do with your childhood. Saying that only, like, Hispanics.
Oh, definitely.
To me, my parents.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, they always plan, especially because they don't really, like, plan as, like, oh, I want you to be successful.
Yeah.
But uno lo hace because it's like, dang, they worked so hard for us to be here.
Yes. Like they immigrated over here. They want a better life. I can't disappoint them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Definitely.
Yeah, so I feel like, oh, am I doing enough? Am I making them proud?
Yep.
Is this what they were expecting for me? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I feel like I didn't make them proud. Because, you know what I mean?
Like, answer is no.
Because I didn't go to college and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'm past that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure they're proud of the person that
where
you
I'm
are.
At right
now.
Yeah.
like I said, back to as long as I'm happy.
Yes.
And yeah. I mean, it's not like my life has ended. It's, yeah. I'm and still I think, here. I still have opportunities that I can do.
Yeah.
I don't do them. But
well, but I think it goes back to the whole, like, everybody's doing their own thing. And not necessarily just because, oh, I didn't go to college. It's yeah. like, I'm not no, successful.
I feel like nowadays, there's a lot of opportunities that, like,
yeah.
you don't have to go you don't to college.
Because college, honestly, it's not for everybody. Yeah, I think, I honestly think it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it depends, right? Your own personality and stuff. It
doesn't mean you're not successful.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. Education. Yeah, I think it's just, because, yeah. But I completely agree with, like, I think it comes from definitely, like, our childhood kind of thing of
trying to make your
parents proud. I definitely felt like that whenever I was younger. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't get bad grades. My mom never was the type of person I was like, you need to get good grades. I put the pressure on myself because it was like, no, I can't disappoint my mom, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she works so hard. She's a single mom. All this stuff. It's like, no, I have to do it for her. And I think
there was a lot of pressure for you, too, because she was a single mom. So she's
like...
Where she's the provider.
Yeah, and it was definitely like, I think that kind of carries on with you, and just that the little pressures that get on you. I think, like you said, especially in Hispanic communities, it's like, oh, my parents immigrated, I need to do better, I need to help them in this thing. I was talking, so we gave like a little, so with my work, we went to do a little like what was it, like a presentation to a Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about a lot of things, and they were African Americans, and they were sharing how, and I felt very identified with them as well, because they were sharing about how culture, especially like their how they grew up, says we felt like this pressure of like,
yeah.
They were saying like, as Black women, we can never be weak, or we can never, you know, we have to be strong no matter what. We have to be the role models in our families and this and this and that, and it makes us feel like we can never be sad or take a self-care day, or because that's weak for us, you know. Yeah. I don't know, and I felt like kind of identified that as that, because I think as Hispanic women, we also grow up with the mentality of like, you need to work, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that, you need to be taking care of your kids, you need to prioritize your kids, because we did, right? We had to give up all this for y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, from in my case, like, you know, and not that they're saying this verbally, but you kind of feel it. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, is there just this pressure? And I think it goes back to like, okay, am I enough? Am I doing enough? Am I like in the right place right now? Am I, you know? And it's tough. It's tough sometimes, definitely.
Yeah, it really is. Did you feel like you had to go to college because of your mom? Like, I need to make her proud?
I think...
Or it was something that you wanted to do?
It was so weird. I think... So, again, like, my mom was never... So, my mom, I mean, she didn't graduate high school or anything. I think she stopped going to school in middle school, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like, seventh
Here
grade?
Here in the United States?
No, in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So, for her, like, college and all that stuff, it was, like, she didn't know about that stuff. So, college was never really... Even, like, for me, and, like, probably, like, middle school, I never even thought about college. College wasn't even in, like, my head.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like...
Because quien te lo iba?
Yeah, like, mente, like, I mean, I didn't...
You didn't have a role model.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, it was just... I didn't know about college, and for me, it's, like, I'm gonna get a job when I graduate, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
And then, I think I hit ninth grade, and that's whenever they give you your ranks. And that's whenever I started kind of, like, okay, what is this? Kind of started getting interested in. And in high school, I dated a guy, and he was very smart. He was, like, I think he was, like, the president of his class. He was older than me.
Oh.
And he was the one that, like, talked to me about college, and he was going to A&M. Y lo perseguí. No, I'm just kidding. And I followed him, and that's why I went to college.
Okay. Now I see where it's coming from.
No, like,
I was wondering, why did she choose Texas A&M? I was like, why didn't he just go to U of H here?
No, he talked to me about it, and... Just, I would see, oh gosh, it's a full circle, like holding him on a pedestal too.
You see?
I would
you
see
don't
him,
even notice.
I know. I would see him like so like motivated and so passionate about school that it kind of me prendió esa luz en mí de que I want to do that, you know? I want to go to school. I want to be something that I, and from there, I think, so that's whenever my struggles came in with depression and all that stuff, and I saw a psychologist, and then from there, I was like, I want to do that. I want to be that for other people that are struggling with mental health. And from there, it was just, he helped me through it. He was like, I'll help you with your application. I'll help you with this and this and that.
For A&M?
Yeah, I applied for A&M and U of H. Those were the... Oh, okay. And Lone Star, just in case. No. So we took a break and then we started dating again. In like high school? What if I do it on purpose? No, I didn't do it on purpose. So like in 12th grade, I think we were kind of still talking. If I can remember correctly, maybe I'm wrong. But he helped me in the whole process of the applications and stuff. And from there, it was just kind of like, I want to do this for myself. And again, it wasn't really from anybody, which is crazy because I'm not the person that's like, or I wasn't at least at that point.
I was really surprised that you chose A&M. Oh, it's yeah. Like, you were really attached to your mom.
Oh, because I was.
Just, I mean, it's really just been you, your mom, and Caesar. Yeah. But then Caesar got married.
Yeah.
So it was just...
You're like in the third person, Caesar got married.
But it's like, okay, so it's just been you and y'all had a really close relationship.
Yeah, no, dude,
so
I was like, I didn't even.
Why are you leaving your mom?
Yeah,
and
it was
I feel
crazy.
Like we were holding, I think your whole family was holding you in a pedestal. Like, yeah. Why are you leaving your mom?
Yeah, no.
You're supposed to be watching out for her or like taking care of the house because she's always working or, you know, just stuff like that.
Dude, it was. I think it was. So I had the two options. I got accepted to U of H and A&M. And there was a big. I think, like you said, I'm super, super close to my mom. Anybody that knows me, it's like my mom and me are like besties. And at that point, and at that point, it was just kind of, I kind of saw that I was way too dependent on her. Of like, it goes back to like one of the first podcasts that we did that you said that you felt like, como que me chiqueaba mucho and stuff. You know, bye. No, but I definitely felt like I was too dependent on her, and I was like, you know what, I do need to kind of separarme un poquito. I felt it, you know, and I felt like A&M was kind of like the best because it wasn't that far, where like she could still drive over there, I could still drive back.
2 hours, it wasn't so bad.
And I guess, to be honest, if we're gonna be really, really real, I think part of it was because some friends were also going there.
Oh.
And also him. Like, he was going over there, and I was like, okay, I can count on, like, him to be able to help me. Mm. Again, holding him in a pedestal. We broke up, guys. We didn't even talk to each other in A&M. But it was, I think it was just, I don't even know how I came up with the decision, because I did have encounters.
Really shocked. Yeah.
Yeah, I had encounters where, like, people would
really
tell me.
No, and then because you were going through depression.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, aren't you going to get more depressed?
No,
because your bestie, you're going to leave your bestie?
Yeah, girl. Like,
I felt like you were so dependable on her. Like, if you were sick.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're like a guy when they're sick. A guy when they're sick, they don't want to do anything. Así eras tú. And
no,
your mom, like, te hacía tus sopitas. And
yes,
it was like, how
I
are
was.
You going to do it by yourself?
No, and that was one of my biggest fears that was holding me back. Again, like, guys, I think this is all God, because one of my biggest fears was, what if I have, like, a breakdown because of my depression, and I can't, like, you know, who's going to help me over there?
Yeah.
I don't know how I did it. I remember I talked to my psychologist about it, and I was like, hey, like, I'm really thinking about going to A&M, but I'm so scared. What if, like, you know, I miss my mom? And I think one of the things she said, she was like, okay, but it's as simple as coming back. You know, you just change your classes and go to U of H. It's as simple as that. And that gave me so much, like, encouragement because...
Oh, that's good. You needed that because I feel like everybody was against it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I was too.
And I'm not going to lie. I hated it.
At the time...
No,
I was like, well, we kind of want to get our own house, but we don't want to leave your mom alone.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were depending on you.
Yeah.
To...
And all of that, dude, I felt all the pressure because... I heard it from many different people of like, why are you leaving?
Yeah.
Or like, are you really leaving? Why not go here? And it was definitely a lot of pressure. And I remember whenever I went to go visit the campus, I went with my mom and like a whole other people. I remember even there, my mom was like, there was a lot of pressure too of like, am I really going to leave my mom? Because it's like me and her. For me, it was like, como me importaba mucho de ella, de que, how is she going to make it without me?
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to the campus and her, like, looking at me, like, ¿en serio te vas a venir para acá? Like, that kind of, like, okay, this is becoming real.
Yeah.
And it was just, I fell in love with the campus. Like, it was like, oh my gosh, I love this place. And I think at that point, it was just making the decision of, like, am I going to continue to depend on my mom? Am I continue to depend on everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
and put aside my future for everything, you know? Or am I going to, you know, risk it, go for my future, and see how it goes? And I think it was one of the best decisions ever.
I think so, too, because it really did help you to become a little more independent.
Yeah, definitely. And even, like, finding myself, because myself back then, it was so dependent on other people. Of like, my mom, what does she think about me? My family. Oh, yeah. And it was like, okay, no, this is me. Like, I'm going to be by myself. But it was a lot of pressure.
So I felt like it had a lot to do with your psychologist that helped you. Because we were all like, no.
Yeah, dude. Everybody like, in my family, especially because Hispanic family, right? It's like, college, what is that, right? Yeah. And it's like, why are you leaving for 4 years? Like, it was a lot of those questions of like, why are you doing that? Like, why don't you just go here? Or why don't you go to Lone Star? Like, don't waste so much money. Or like, you know, who's going to pay for that? And all this stuff. It was a lot of like, I don't know. They accepted me and I want to go.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of pressure for sure. And I don't know. Back to the question that you asked.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. I want to talk about your psychologist. Did you feel less because you were talking to a psychologist?
Less than?
Yeah. Like, dang, I need a psychologist.
I
feel like that's not really popular in the Hispanic community. So it was very like,
wow, this got so interesting. Yeah, I think definitely there was, just like the college thing, there was definitely, I remember, guys, so I had a very big like mental health struggles. I mean, I think, I honestly believe that we all have mental health struggles, but at that point, it was very, very bad. And I remember my mom, again, like going back, me and my mom are like, you know, besties, and she was the one that was going through it all with me, kind of like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Mm-hmm. I was very depressed. I was very anxious. I was suicidal. And I remember she would go to, like, my aunts and stuff, and they were like, no, don't take her to a psychologist. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like, they're going to think she's crazy. It's going to stay in her records. And I don't blame them just because I feel like they weren't aware of it either, right? Uh-huh. Because it's such a weird thing. Like, what? You're depressed? Like, no, namaste, estás triste. Get out of that funk,
out of the house.
Yeah.
Go do something with your friends and you'll forget about it.
Or like, oh, she's probably just in heartbreak. And it's like, it was hard. Definitely hard. I don't know if I felt less than. I think as a person, which is weird, I think maybe this is why it was such a great call for me, like, to be a therapist, because I think I felt so comfortable talking to somebody. Well, the first session with my psychologist, it was very like, what do I talk about? But after it, I just felt, I loved it.
Because, it helped you a lot.
Yeah, but I definitely did feel like kind of like the stigma behind it of like, oh, why do you need somebody else to help you?
Were you embarrassed to say that you were seeing?
Oh, yeah. I definitely, like, during people are gonna high school.
I feel like Hispanics be like, estás loca?
Yeah, during high school, no, even to this day, I don't know if people, even when I was some of my closest friends, I don't know if like
they know
this, but I went through high school. It was so hard for me because I would leave early, all this stuff. But I didn't tell anybody. Almost nobody knew that I was struggling.
I think during those years, you're so shy about it.
Yeah, and I had the fear that they were going to think I'm crazy.
Everybody's going to talk about you.
Yeah, like, and I was like, no, like...
Yeah, she has a psychologist.
Yeah, but it was definitely... I think it goes back to just being held in a pedestal of like, oh no, like, I'm... Como mi mamá me ha dado todo, todo esto está bien. Why am I being another kind of, como se dice, peso en mi mamá, you know? It was I think that was what, like, why do I feel like this? I have everything that I need and stuff.
And you feel guilty for feeling that because you were stressing your mom out more.
Yeah, and that just, but guys, if y'all really want to hear my mental health struggles or, like, talk about it, let us know.
Because, I mean, you do recommend it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely
don't be shy about it. I feel like nowadays, también is really normal. Like, I feel like it's, depression is like more out there.
Oh yeah.
So like, mental health is really important.
I feel like more people are open to it.
Yeah. Back then it was more like, oh my god.
Oh yeah. It was like, what? You need therapy? Like, what?
Yeah.
I remember, just to end it, I remember whenever, kind of the connection, when I was leaving, because I was still like, my depression had just recently happened when I was leaving for college. I remember, I didn't know this, but my mom told me this like not that long ago, that my roommate, which is my really good friend, shout out to her, she told her mom, and they were talking to my mom too, of like, what if she has a breakdown and I don't know what to do?
That.
Yeah. And I didn't know that, right? But it's like, wow, like, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's crazy, you know? But I never did have a breakdown, and thank God. But it's crazy how she was also there for me for a lot of things, but she was one of the people that I really knew about what was the struggle. Uh-huh. But it's just like a full circle kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't let you talk a lot today.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. No, but yeah, we should definitely get into that because mental health is really important.
Yeah, and I would love to hear about just also you, like, the whole, like, postpartum depression and all that stuff. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely hard, let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
Our hormones are everywhere. Yeah. Especially when it's your first baby.
Yeah.
Everything's so new.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to do. And then you just, like, cry for your mom. And the baby's crying for you. Everybody's crying. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Mental health is important. If you need to see a psychologist, yeah, don't worry about people judging you.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Going back to, does it make you happy? That's always our advice to go to. Do what makes you happy, guys. No, but like it goes back to no matter what you do, people are going to hold you in pedestals. And mm-hmm. the reality is that we're going to fail them because we're humans.
Yes.
You know, it's just about you staying true to you and mm-hmm. knowing that it's okay to have bad days, you know.
I feel like those are very, very seguidos.
Yeah. It's okay to have them, you know?
So, what about, like, am I enough?
Am I enough? Yeah, like, so what about that? I think just, we're always going to have that question. I feel like just kind of reminding yourself of who is, like, what is the definition for you of being enough? And why is that your definition? Because I think... sometimes we compare ourselves a lot going, like, mm-hmm. am I enough compared to this person? This person already has a house. This person already has a car. Oh, gosh, I'm not doing enough. Oh, I'm not enough. Like, okay, but they're in different places in their life. So being able to, like, okay, like, you know, am I enough for myself? Am I making myself happy? I think that's a valid question. Like, am I enough for myself, you know? What happened? My eyes?
No, the happy.
What? So are you happy with yourself?
Yeah,
but yeah, guys, I think this is a little bit more serious. I definitely, yeah, we started very like, with the icebreaker.
Yeah, because we knew it was going to get serious, so it's like, all right, let's throw in a little laugh.
Next time we'll have a better, I mean, the next episode is going to be a little bit shorter.
Balance, okay? So there's going to be some.
Yes, we're having balance, guys, come on. Yeah.
Because, I mean, like I said, we're not always comedians. Yeah. Sometimes we can get serious.
Serious, too. Yeah. We're trying to reach all of our audiences of 10 people. next time, it should be more chill. We're going to talk about, Thanksgiving is next week.
So oh, yeah. Like, what are we thankful for?
So we probably do, like, a special episode of, like, yeah, what are we thankful for and truth or shot. No, just kidding.
I'm done for truth or shot.
I knew she was going to say that. But yeah, guys, if y'all have any topics that you're like, yeah, oh, I really would like y'all to talk about it, DM us. Follow us on Instagram, guys, because we're trying to reach...
at least 100.
At least 1,000. No, just kidding. Yeah, 100. Trying to tell your friends to follow us, even if they don't listen to us. We just want followers! Just kidding.
Maybe we could do, like, a little giveaway.
Yeah. We're also working on, like... I mean, not merch, necessarily, because we don't have... for our 10 followers, but, like... Our little logo, we're trying to get our stuff for me and Lancy and I.
Yeah, especially right now that it's going to be cold. Like, maybe some, like, sweatshirts.
With, like, just, like,
hoodies.
Undergals. Because I think a lot of people can just... I think that's a...
relate to our name.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that'll be fun to create. And let us know if you'll buy it.
I know, for real.
Because if you're not, then...
¿De pa qué?
We're going to... Se lo vamos a mandar a México todos los que son...
Well, yeah, we'll probably get some for us and then take pictures with it.
Like, do you like it?
And then, yeah, if y'all like it, you know, we gotcha.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us. I know this was pretty long. It keeps getting longer.
I know, guys. We're going to try to keep it
short.
Oh, short.
We'll do a 20-minute one next week.
Yes, guys. We gotcha.
The thankful one. 20.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. Have a great week.
See you next episode.
Bye.